Hello and welcome to day number 20 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. Can you believe it? We only have one more day of our journey together. And today and tomorrow we are looking at Jesus on the cross offering up his last prayers before dying for our sins. And today we are in Matthew 27 verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now that might be a bit shocking to hear Jesus say that, because Jesus, when he modeled prayer for his disciples, told them to pray, not my will, but your will be done. And in the garden, just a few days ago, we looked at him praying and asking God to take the cup away, but not his will, but God's will be done. And yet here on the cross, and now understand where we're at this point, darkness has come over the whole area, total darkness. He is close to that moment where he will die and for the first time for all of eternity be separated from God, even though it's only for a split second and moment, and just being overwhelmed by that. For him to, in his humanness, to feel a sense of abandonment, perhaps, not accusing God, not angry towards God, but just honest, I think, just as honest expressions to the Father of feeling forsaken in that moment. And I love this. I love to see the human side of Jesus while still sinless. To see that in him. And that really gives for us our prayer tip for today. Every single day, we have given a prayer tip. So this is prayer tip number 20, and here it is. Honest prayers trump proper prayers. Honest prayers trump proper prayers. Now, way back when we started our journey together, Jesus talked about the Pharisees and how they'd offer up fancy prayers and that it may impress others, but it didn't impress God. And so we kind of come full circle here, and here's Jesus on the cross just expressing honestly how he was feeling in that moment. And I think that's great for you and I, all right? We need to just, you know, as C.S. Lewis put it, you know, pray as we are, not as we ought to be. Right? Don't try to impress God. Don't try to pray as you think you should pray, but be honest. Just talk to God. Prayer is conversation with God. And just express your frustrations, even if it's frustration with him. And I really believe God honors those honest, transparent prayers. And so that's my challenge for us today. Let's pray. Father, help us to be honest and transparent with God, with you, God. I mean, you know our hearts anyways. And so help us to just pour our hearts out to you. Maybe things we can't even express to others or are uncomfortable expressing to others, that we would feel the freedom to express those things to you so that our hearts might draw closer to yours. Lord, you love us. Your word tells us that you remember that we are of dust, that we are human, we are flawed, we are weak. And you remember that as we pray. You show grace to us as we pray. And so I just pray that will be an encouragement today for those listening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Can you believe it? One last day. Tomorrow, our final day. 21 days of praying like Jesus.